Beloved friends, you're listening to Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry. I hope to find listeners receptive of what I'm sharing today. Something very exciting has occurred. Before I begin to tell you the news, I urge you to go to one of our 40 websites, final-call.us. After the program, there are new developments that you should know about that are taking us a step closer to the coming tribulation. Again, I had to drop everything and spend the last 2 weeks on what I alluded to in reference to Tetelestai. It is finished. You are in for a surprise. The report I have just completed is extensive, and I plan to share it with you on the radio program during the coming weeks, beginning with this program. When I began this ministry 25 years ago, I was wondering how I was going to do it with very little know-how. The Holy Spirit brought to mind that everything is already written and available for me to use. All I was responsible for was that it got published. Keep that in mind for what you will encounter during the coming weeks. There will be voices involved who are Christian researchers who do the work without their real names, with a few exceptions. In unidentified cases, I have decided to just use their voices. On the web, when comments are allowed, these voices get a lot of boos from people who do not wish to be reminded that there is a God. This report I'm talking about will be published on Cephas-notes.com, Cephas-notes.com, in its entirety, shortly. If you're wondering about copyright laws, I'm a nonprofit family foundation under 501c3 classification and am allowed to use up to 30% of publications without infringing on the publisher's rights for teaching purposes. The King James Version Bible is the only Bible that is not copyrighted. To begin with, the subject matter this time under consideration is the rapture. Believe it or not, there is a mountain of evidence that it may become a reality between September 21st and 30th in 2017. I can hear you ask, how can that be? The end times had my attention in the 1990s because most preachers shied away from discussing it. God deliberately speaks in parables to hide the information from people who ridicule it. God keeps people blinded until they repent and come to Him asking for forgiveness and open the door to the Holy Spirit to come into their hearts. The Bible states that believers will know because they are watching for signs indicated in the Bible. We are told to look for signs in heaven and signs in the Bible. Scott Clark will share a summary of Revelation this week and part of next week.
It says, Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland or crown of 12 stars. And then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Okay. In context, what that is John, the Apostle John wrote Revelation, and the majority of it is a vision. It's a vision. It's mostly chronologically outlined, and it has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. In the middle of what's called the tribulation period, which is within the book of Revelation, let me just show you this real quick. I need to sort of preface what I'm saying here. Okay. What I have here is, and stick with me, some of you who have seen this before, but I just need to go over this again for some people who haven't seen it yet. It's just the way this works. These are the chapters of the book of Revelation. It has 22 chapters. The first chapter is kind of an introduction. It is It is explained to John that he is going to be getting a vision. It is explained what the vision is. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. What that means is the revealing of him. Right now he's invisible to the world, but he will be revealed by sight and sound when he comes back to what's called the second coming of Christ. He will be revealed to us. Right now he is invisible. He will be revealed. Chapter 1 is like an introduction. Chapter 2 and 3, the church is mentioned. John is told to write 7 letters to 7 churches. The church is mentioned about 19 times within chapters 2 and 3. And this is representative of the church age, the age that we're in right now. The church age began just in 32 or 33 AD, after our Messiah ascended back into heaven, after he was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose again, and then he was around for 40 days, being witnessed by many people, and then he ascended into heaven. 10 days after he ascended into heaven, on Pentecost, the church was born when the Holy Spirit was sent down to the apostles and the disciples. That's when the church age began. The church age ends at the rapture. We are in the church age right now. It's also called the age of Pentecost. It's a dispensation that we are in right now. At chapter 4, immediately John has a rapture experience, where he is called up by a trumpet. Paul writes about the rapture in 1 Corinthians 15:52, and he says that it happens at the last trump. That's a trumpet blast. It's the 100th shofar blast of Rosh Hashanah, which is one of the Lord's feast days. It's a holy day that happens in the fall that Jews do celebrate. It's actually their new year as well. It's called the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and they blow shofars. Those are the ram's horns. And the Paul writes that at the last trumpet blast, which is the last shofar blast, the 100th, the Tekiah Hagadolah, that's when the rapture will happen. So many theologians and messianic rabbis believe that the rapture will happen on Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is what happens is a rapture experience. This is meant to paint a picture of a chronology. Now, John wasn't necessarily raptured. We believe that he was up in the spirit because that's what he says. But this is where the picture that is painted, the poetry of this book is shown us that this is the rapture in chapter 4. It's also proven because the church is shown to be in heaven, in front of the throne, around the throne in heaven, wearing crowns and white. Which means that they have their bodies, meaning the rapture happened. The church, the 24 elders is what I'm talking about. The 24 elders of the church are up there, and they're representative of all of us. They're wearing crowns, which means that they have gotten their rewards, which is something that happens after the rapture. So this proves that they have been raptured, and they're up in heaven. Immediately after that, in chapter 6, this time period of 7 years, of which this orange, black, and red line depict, it's called the tribulation period by theologians. In scripture, it's called Daniel's 70th week. 69 weeks have been fulfilled, and the 69th week was fulfilled when our Messiah rode in to Jerusalem on a donkey back in 32 or 33 AD, depending on how you count. There's a little bit of discrepancy on those years. But and then there's this a big gap called the church age, because the church has nothing to do with these 70 weeks. So it's kind of like a big pause button has been put on, like you're playing a CD with 70 different tracks on it. You listen to 69 of them, and then you pause it. And then you go off for a couple of days, depicting like 2,000 years pretty much. And then you come back, and then you listen to that 70th track. That's a short analogy of Daniel's 70th weeks. We're on the pause button right now, because the church has nothing to do with these 70 weeks. The church was born after the 69 weeks were completed, and we will be gone, raptured to heaven for our wedding, because we're the bride of our Messiah, and we have to go to the wedding, and then the 70th week will resume, and that pause button will be pressed, so this is a picture of that right there. This is the rapture ending this this church age right here. 4 and 5 proves that we are up in heaven, and then again 6 is when our Messiah up in heaven with us up there watching this, witnessing him, a scroll is given to him which is sealed with 7 seals, and he starts breaking them. The first seal he breaks, a rider on a white horse with a bow comes out, and that's the Antichrist. You got to have the Antichrist figure come out, because this is his time in here. The Antichrist comes out. So this orange part right here is basically the first 42 months, the first 3.5 years, so to speak. And then in 11, 12, and 13, it is very clear that all of this is mid-trib events, because so many times, chapter 11 talks about the two witnesses, and they've been witnessing for 42 months, which goes this way. You have to count this way that they have been, because they get killed in this time period as well. And then also chapter...
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on Cephas-Radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, Cephas-Radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at livelyhope.co. We are dissolving our ministry and liquidating all the material we have collected over 25 years at a 90% discount. Books, original DVDs, CDs, etc. at cephas-thrift-shop.com. CEPHAS Thrift Shop. Join our monthly newsletters about developments in church, social issues, and Israel free at go-cephas.com. Cephas is CEPHAS. Till next time, we thank you for listening. God bless you so long. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com.